All right, as Eni said, my name's Luke. I'm from St. Michael Parish in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Thank you. Yeah, today I'd just like to share a little bit with you about my own faith journey and how Christ called me to take a leap of faith and to never be satisfied with where I was in my faith life. So, I was born and raised in a Catholic family. I lived by a lot of really solid Christian morals. I had a lot of friends in elementary and junior high school just because I thought I treated others really well and with respect, and so I was pretty well liked for that. So I had a lot of friends, but then in high school that began to change because my friends began to change. They began to experiment a lot with alcohol and drugs, and I knew that that's not what I was meant to be. I'm a son of God, and I'm not supposed to be doing that sort of thing. And so, thank God I never gave in, but at the same time, I felt so isolated. I was trying to make strides and trying to become the son of God that I was made to be, but my friends were abandoning me at the same time. So then, the summer before my sophomore year of high school, I went to my first Steubenville Youth Conference in St. Paul, Minnesota, and I had an experience like a lot of you had last night where I was able to see Christ in the Eucharist for the very first time. And the sense of peace and joy that I felt in my heart was absolutely irreplaceable. It's something indescribable, and it's something I had never felt before. And I knew deep down in my heart that that feeling that I had and the relationship that I knew was going to spawn from that came because God invited me to take the leap of faith, to just let go of my inhibitions and to let God in. And if I hadn't done that, then I don't have any idea where I'd be today. So then after I got home, all my friends started going on college visits and stuff like that into my sophomore and junior year, and I'd heard horror stories about people going to college and completely abandoning their Catholic faith. And again, I knew that's not what I was meant to be. I wasn't sure exactly what I was meant to be, but I knew it wasn't to just leave God's church. So meanwhile, there was this little voice in the back of my head that was calling me for something more. The seminary had always been sort of like an attractive idea to me, I guess, just because a lot of my upperclassmen friends had gone there in years past. And let me tell you guys, it was honestly the most annoying, wonderful voice that I had ever heard in my entire life. But nonetheless, I was able to at least pray about it and consider it. And then this last fall, I stepped into my vocations office in my diocese, and I asked for an application. And so I'm happy to say that this fall I will be entering into St. John Vianney Seminary in St. Paul, Minnesota. Thank you. So I just want to tell you guys, like, I still hear the evil one tempting me all the time. Just because I've made this decision to enter into the seminary and to open myself up further to Christ, that has not made things just like all sunshine and rainbows all the time. I still hear the evil one in the back of my head, you know, casting doubt in my mind and, you know, telling me, like, what are your friends and family going to think and that sort of thing. And, like, if you pursue down this path, then you're never going to have the joy of having any mini Lukes or anything like that. But nonetheless, I know that the plan that God has for me is much better for me and much more powerful than anything that the evil one can ever say to me. So I have no fear in my heart because I know what I'm doing is following God's will. So I'd encourage all of you to, as you go home, to take that leap of faith. Never be satisfied with where you are. Always strive to take steps because God will never let you fall. Thank you.